We are learning Masechtas Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, and we're beginning from the two dots, five lines from the top Amud Beis. It says in the Mishnah that Miyad Tenoikis Shemtim. So we said over, there are actually two Pshatim in this Mishnah, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns it means the Gedolim after Shana Rav, morning after the Shukta Lulav, the Gedolim took from the Ketanim their Lulav and Esrig, and they ate the Esrig. They took it away from them. And Tosfos learns doesn't mean that. It means Miyad Tenoikis Shemtim, means the Tenoikis right away after Shacharis, they right away drop their Lulav and they eat the Esrigim. This is going on the Ketanim itself. Two Pshatim in the Mishnah. But first, our Gemara is going to discuss the din that's huksel mitzvah. Omer Rabbi Yechidan, when you put aside an esrig for a mitzvah, it becomes ke'ilu, it's like a hektish. You can't use it for your own personal use. It's set aside for the mitzvah. So esrig b'shvi aser. On the seventh day of Sukkot, it's aser because it's still huksel mitzvah. But b'shmini, on Shmini Atzeres, you don't shake a lulav and esrig. It's mutter. It's mutter to use and eat your esrig. Use it for personal use. You can make it into esrig jam. Sukkah, the sukkah itself, afil b'shmini asura. Even on the eighth day, it's aser. And we'll see in the Gemara soon the reason. But sukkah, even on the eighth day, is aser. B'Resh Lakish Amar, esrig afil b'shmini mutter. Even on the seventh day, is mutter. Once I'm finished with the mitzvah, I shook the lulav and esrig, I'm done. Mashenkin sukkah, that's obvious. Anytime I want to eat in the sukkah, I need the sukkah the whole day. But esrig, I'm done in the morning. So my commitment, what's my focus? Mar savar le mitzvah to say. One man the Yama holds that for the mitzvah it's kutzai. Once I did the mitzvah, it's like a shol, it's mutter. It's for the whole day, it's for the whole yomtiv. When I put aside esrig, I put it aside for the whole yomtiv. Agav, we had a Gemara before that there was a certain amayra of Chanina, every day he took a bite out of his esrig. So that I hook some mitzvah. So then we spoke out the Ran holds that every day he had a new esrig, that he wasn't maximum mitzvah yet. First he took a bite, then it was maximum mitzvah. But Tosfos over here has a different pshat, and he has a pshat that he wasn't makdish the whole esrig, he was mashai or something. But I, in Shom, I just want to mention that Tosfos does speak about that Gemara in relation to our Gemara. Our Kapanu, we have a chagas of Yechon and Resh Lakish over here. If on the seventh day itself, after davening is a mutter. Eisver Resh Lakish of Yechon, Resh Lakish of Yechon, Resh Lakish of my Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, Miyad Tenoike Shemtim Slovayim, they dropped the Lovim, or it means they took away the Lovim, Va'ochlim Esrigayim, and they ate the Esrigayim. How you let eat the esrig? So it's muksel mitzvasa. My love, who adin l'gdoilim? It means even the gdoilim's esrig is allowed to be eaten. I'm going to tie it to Rashi's pshat that the gdoilim took away for ketanim. My love, who adin l'gdoilim? Even the gdoilim's esrig could be eaten. No, moral to loy tenoikus dafka tenoikus. What's pshat tenoikus is different. So Rashi explains. So huksel a mitzvah gemura. It's only a tenoikus is a mitzvah, so it's not mamash huksel mitzvasa much. So then you can eat it on the seventh day. Mashenkin a gadol's esrig you can't eat it on the seventh day.
But isn't the child's esrig owned by its father?
Well, no. The one here, he has his own esrig. In the case, it's his own esrig. The kid, child has his own esrig.
A cotton's allowed to own?
Like, yeah, if it's his own esrig. We'll see in a second about that. We'll see about that, but he can own an esrig, yeah. Mm-hmm. Al Kapana, either Rabbana or the Raisa, but he owns his esrig. But, so therefore, a cotton's esrig doesn't have such a hook as much as well. If he toys his pshat, then it meant that the ketanim themselves ate it, it's even better. He's saying the ketanim eat it. They're not mechuyev in the whole hook so much as well. There's no chinuch on that. So they eat the esrig themselves. That's one version of Gemara. You could argue the other way. Eisver Yechon Resh Lakish. Yechon has a kasha to Resh Lakish. It says Miyad HaTenoikis Shem to Mislevayim Va'ichlum Esrigayim. They eat the Esrig on that day. Tenoikis in the Tenoikis. Yeah, Gedayim Loi. Gedayim can't. So it's a riot to me. I hope the Gedayim can't do it. Who I didn't feel Gedayim. Tenoikis Orchad the Milsa Ketani. It's Orchad the Milsa. That's who's Esrigim. Let's be Rashi. You grab away the Tenoikis Esrigim. Now Gedayim Esrigim. It's more common for that, and therefore I said that case. But of course, if you grabbed away the Gedayim, you also can eat it. That's what Rav Shlakish will tell you back. And of course, it's not Huksa Mitzvasai that day. I just want to speak out that Rashi brings down a Medrash to bring a riot to his Pshat. He says there was a Maisa with one Chassid that gave a dinner to Ani. He was a poor man, this chassid, and he gave $1,000 to Ani. His wife found out about it, and his wife was very upset. He had to run away from his house. This was on Hashanah Rabbah, and he had nothing to eat. He was starving. He had nothing to eat. So he saw the cotton, and he grabbed away his esrig, because the Mishnah says, like, grab away his esrig. And he had himself a nice esrig there, and he was going somewhere, and there was all of a sudden, some guy comes running out from the king's palace. They need an esrig emergency, because someone's sick in the family. So he said, you know, if you want it, it's $100,000. And he sold the esrig, and he became rich from that. That's a story from the Medrash. Zokta Rashi. You see, there's a raya here. You let us take esrog from someone. The few Tosef shot, no raya from the Mishnah to anything. It meant that the Tanoikos himself dropped their little oven and ate the esrogim. So from this medrash is a raya to his pshat. That's what Rashi brings down. Actually, the Goyin holds that this I think it's a Goyin that there's no medrash like this. We don't have exact medrash like this, but they say it's just Mehagon Rashi. It's not Rashi himself. But upon him, this is the interesting Rashi. It brings a raya to his pshat. Okay, back to our Gemara. Omer Apopula Abayla Rav Yechonon. Maishno Sukko, Maishno Esrig. Why Esrig is for sure Mutta on Shmini Atzeres, and it's Machlokes about Shana Rabba, but the Sukkah is also on Shmini Atzeres. What's the difference? Only Sukkah, the Chazil Ben Hashmashos, the Yisramele Suda, Boye Mesev V'Gavo, Meichel V'Gavo. If you get food on a Shana Rabba right before Shmini Atzeres, Ben Hashmashos, you have to eat in the Sukkah. So the Sukkah, Ben Hashmashos, is needed for the mitzvah. Therefore, once Ben Hashmashos of Yom Hashmini, it's already for mitzvah, so therefore it's also bahana. It's katzoy leben hashmashos. The migdus katzoy leben hashmashos. Once it's hooks on mitzvah, leben hashmashos katzoy lekul yama. This lekul yama shmini esrig lechaz ben hashmashos. Esrig that you don't shake anymore ben hashmashos because the mitzvah is by day dafka. You don't even shake it ben hashmashos. Loyis katzoy leben hashmashos. No hooks on mitzvah ben hashmashos. It's katzoy lekul yama shmini. It's not katzoy for the whole yama shmini. And the first man asked that. Lemaisa, since it's a Lemaisa locha is let's say for Rabbi Yechonon, it's also the whole seventh day. Bein Hashmashos of that eighth day, it might be the seventh day, so it's also because of the seventh day. So let it be Kesoy LeKolz Yom Hashmini. So the first answer that's not called Midas Kesoy. Midas Kesoy has to mean that it's really a mitzvah at this time. If the whole reason is only Machma Safik, so Klap Ishmaya Galya. If it's the seventh day, then it's also. If it's the eighth day, it's mutter. So the eighth day is not also at all the eighth day for real at all. Therefore, it's not called miyus katzoy that's awesome is suffic because you think it's the seventh day. There's no mitzvah at that time. Therefore, that's the difference between sukkah and lulav. Sukkah, there is a mitzvah at that time. You have to eat in sukkah at that time. It's suffic. Mashenken esrog, there's no mitzvah at that time.
Why if you don't take esrog before that
time? You're not allowed to take it at that time.
No,
now, let's take it as very small. Might be Shmini Atzeres. So, if you go chumra that way, so you won't be able to take it. So, might practice speaking, you won't be able to take it. The Levi Omar Esrig Afilu B'Shmini Aser. Levi holds Esrig is also in for B'Shmini, and for that reason that I said before, because Misafik it would be maybe Safik Zion, it would be a Safik Shvi, and therefore it's Aser. So then it becomes Aser the whole day already. V'Avud Shmuel Omar Esrig B'Shvi Aser B'Shmini Mutter. Avodah Shmuel holds Esrig b'Shvi is Aser and B'Shmini is Mutter. Come Avodah Shmuel b'Shitus Levi. After Avodah Shmuel is Chayzer, he held like Levi. It's Aser on the eighth day, and the Levi. Well, come Rav Zera b'Shitus Avodah Shmuel, and Rav Zera went b'Shitus Avodah Shmuel that it's Mutter. Dom Rav Zera Esrig Shnifsla Aser Lachla Kol Shiva, but Dafka Kol Shiva it's Mashman B'Shmini. It is Mutter. So now we're going to go to what you were discussing about the Kinyanim. Om Rav Zera. A person should not be makne his lulav and esrig to his child on the first day of Yom Tif. Why not? My timer. The anuka mikne koni. He could be koina. A knuy le makne. They can't give it back to you. He'll come out, he'll be yaitz with a lulav that's not his. He'll come out, he'll be yaitz with a lulav that's not his. And that's a problem. You don't be so. If you yotze it with it first, then you give it to the katan. But if you weren't yotze, you should not give it to the katan because he can't give it back to you. Now Rashi says that when I give something to a katan, he's koine it midrabbanon. That's what Rashi learns. Therefore, the Ran speaks out that if he reaches the age of peutois, which means he understands a little bit of business, then he could give it back. He could give it back. Why? Because it's only koine it midrabbanon, so you give it back midrabbanon also. But the Rambam is mashma; he can't give it back at all. And the pshat is because the Rambam holds that when dasa cheres makne, that's the araisa. Once he's coming to the araisa, he can't give it back. So that's the halacha that he can't give it back. Now the question is, what should we do then if you have a katan? What should you do if you have a katan? What's the eitza? That's the question. If you have a katan, you can't give him the esrog the first day, right? You can't give it to him. And you're going to tell me, so just be eitza first, then give it to the katan. The problem is that the second day also has to be lachem. In Chutz La'aretz, because it's a suffix of Sfek of the Yom, so you also have to lechem. So what do you do if you have a katan? You have no eitz over here. Or, so what do you do? So the Mechara Paskins, lo yitna, be a rishon lekatan koyim shiyatzba, mishah katan koyim of einem ak lechem, not tayra. Benim tse shem echziru lo einem muchzer, it's not back. The yes, we shall aim shem egiyah lo einem sa pu'utais, mutter. That's the Ran, who says b'shem Rashi. For the we don't pass in that. Have a etza. If you hold it together with the tinuk, it's good. So one etza b'chava gives is hold it together with the cotton and shake it with the cotton. The Mishabura brings down also about this. So he says, maybe just don't give it to the cotton. Just don't give it. Don't make it to him. But he says that's a problem. He says, and it's a big machlekes ayin because Moshe, and a lot of people are making on this that they yotze the chinuch even giving it to him because that's the chinuch of the mitzvah, the technicalities of the mitzvah not be yotze. But that's one of the inyanim of getting a child his own ulav esrog. For all the children, you could do. That's really a little problem. But for the children to get them their own esrog, ulav esrog. So if they know how to manage it, so then there's a little inyan for that. It's more inyan for the cotton than for the gadol boy because the cotton can be makna back and forth. The gadol could ask upon him ein shbrua and ask a local pesach. Talk to my ravita. But I'm Rav Zera. Loy lema inish liyanuka. Don't tell a child, I'm going to give you something, and then don't come through. Why not? From the asid like mu'ure shikra, you come and teach him how to do shaker. Shinema says in the pasuk, limdu l'shoinem daber shaker. It says in the pasuk, limdu l'shoinem daber shaker, and you teach him to do lies, and never tell him something and don't pull through with it. The Aruch Nehredi Bavarans, the Akasha, I don't know what Teretz, I don't see good Teretz of this, but why can't it be simple? You know why you shouldn't lie to Tanik? Because you're not allowed to lie. Not because of Chinuch. Like, you know, it's much more like, so I guess the Bavarans, and it's in a case where it's a white lie, it's not a clear lie, but the kid will think you're lying, right. then that's it's still an issue, you're teaching him how to lie. So I think the Gemara Vaita, this whole machlokes that we discuss about Huxel Mitzvasai, Uba Plukta de Rabbi Yechon Rosh Lakish, there's a similar machlokes like Rabbi Yechon Rosh Lakish, the Itmar. Hifresh shiva esrogim shiva yom. Someone sets aside seven esrogim for 7 days. Omar Rav kol achas v'achas yoytzibav oich la'alta. Every one you could take and eat right away. That's like a shlokish. Rav Asi omar kol achas v'achas yoytzibav oich la'macha. You had to eat the next day. Ma'ikam mifugi. Mar sovar l'mitzvah sa iksoy. It's only mitzvah l'mitzvah. Omar sovar l'kula yoyim iksoy. For the whole day, it's iksoy. Adkan the sugyo of iksoy l'mitzvahs. Now the Gemara, next Gemara, the very, very important Gemara, very famous Gemara, we'll talk about the dinim of Shemini Atzeres in regards to Chutz La'aretz. We're not going to finish the Gemara, but we'll definitely make a haschal on the Gemara. So the Gemara, Manan de Isnon Trey Yomi. Us who have 2 days, we always keep 2 days Yontif. 2 days of first day Sukkot, 2 days Pesach, 2 days last day Pesach. So Shemini Atzeres really is a suffix, maybe it's a Shana Rabbah. So what do we do? Shmini sofik shvi aser. Tashi sofik shmini is mutter. So this is talking about the lulav and esrig, the esrig. So the esrig is aser on the 8th day also because it's sofik shvi. On the 9th day, which is Simchas Torah, then it's mutter. Then the esrig is mutter. Mereima amar afilu shmini sofik shvi is mutter. He holds even on Shmini Atzeres, the esrig is mutter. V'surav de kemereimar, and surav de kemereimar, Rav Sheshi Bredi Yidi, Ovad ka'abaya, they did like abaya, v'ilchasel ka'abaya, that it's aser. And the tzad that it should be mutter, the tzad that it should be mutter on Shmini Atzeres is because on Maisa we don't shake the lulav and esrig on the Shmini. So even though the Gavis Sveka de Yoyma, it has din of Shvi, but Lamaisa, since we don't shake the lulav that day, so therefore won't be Aser. And so what's Pshat Amandi Yama does hold that it's Aser? So Taisvis is Mashma, the reason is, it's a Gzeira. It's a Gzeira Esrig Otu Sukkah. That's the Pshat. Only even if one who says Aser, the Tzad would be, because a Gzeira Esrig Otu Sukkah. And Sukkah, we taka could be sitting in the Sukkah, like we see in the Gemara later on. So the taka has a mitzvah, and you're not going to believe in that if you don't have the Issa of Esrig. Therefore, Tosfos holds the Gzeira of Esrig, Otu Sukkah, that would be Pshat in the Gemara. And the next Gemara goes Vaita with the 2 days. The next Gemara will discuss about sitting in the Sukkah, the Bracha of Leishav Vesukkah, and what Bracha make Hashmini Atzeres. And Metz Hashem, on tomorrow's Shir, we will continue from 4 lines from the bottom, on the base.